It's that time of the year when you might go a little batty if unexpected guests arrive at your door. August is when bat pups are learning to fly and leaving their summer roosts, which means the BC Community Bat Program gets many reports of bats found in unusual spots like entryways, on the ground, or even flying into a house if the door is left open. Juliana Laposa Wild, Community Bat Program Coordinator for Southern Vancouver Island, said in a media release. Leave the bat alone and please remember to never touch a bat, dead or alive, with your bare hands, Laposa Wild said. This is normal at this time of year. If you find a bat on a wall, and it is unlikely that young children or pets will come into contact with it, then it is best to let it hang out. It will likely fly off after dark or in a few days. To alert visitors, you can place a note nearby that says, "Leave the bat alone. It's sleeping." Although only a low percentage of bats in BC are known to carry rabies, it is important to avoid any contact, Laposa Wild stressed. If you must move a bat that is roosting outdoors, use a trowel to gently pick it up or touch the bat's feet with a 2-foot-long stick until it grabs on, she said. Always wear leather gloves to protect yourself from direct contact, she explained. Release it by placing it on a large tree, as high up as you can reach. Ensure pets are kept away from bats. If contact between a pet or domestic animal and a bat occurs, contact your veterinarian. And always vaccinate your pets against rabies. It's also important to talk to children to make sure they understand to never touch, play, or try to rescue injured or sick-looking bats. If you suspect a bite or scratch from a bat, immediately wash the area with soap and water for 15 minutes, and then contact public health or your doctor as soon as possible, or go to the emergency department. If doors are left open in the evening, bats might fly in chasing a moth, Laposa Wild noted. Keep doors closed and ensure window screens do not have any holes, she said. If you find a live bat inside your home, open the main doors and close interior doors until the bat leaves, or follow the steps on how to remove a single bat on our website at www.bcbats.ca. Bats are important and beneficial wildlife, and are essential to our economy and our ecology, Laposa Wild said. All 15 species of bats in BC eat insects, including mosquitoes, as well as agricultural and forestry pests. Some bat species have adapted to live in human structures, and colonies may be found under roofs or siding, or in attics, barns, or other buildings. Having bats is viewed as a benefit by many landowners, who appreciate the insect control, Laposa Wild said. Laposa Wild reminds Resid Nets that it is illegal to exterminate, directly harm, or harass bats under the BC Wildlife Act. Exclusion should only be done in the fall and winter after it is determined that the bats are no longer in the building. For information on safely moving a bat and to report bat sightings, landowners can visit the Got Bats? BC Community Bat Program's website, www.bcbats.ca, email bat@hat.bc.ca, or call 1-855-9-BC-BATS-EXT. 12.